Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're located in the Peerless AV booth. If you happen to be in Orlando, come on by. We'd love to see you. I'm joined right now by Louis Eig from Visionary Solutions. Really appreciate you joining me this morning.
It's great to be here.
So how's the show going for you? We're wrapping up on this day three here.
Day three looks to be very promising. We've had a really busy show. Our location is fabulous. We're right behind QSC, brings us a lot of traffic. But Visionary Solutions has been building brand awareness for 25 years in this industry. And now we really are getting a lot of attention from our partners, consultants, end users, really bringing a lot of traffic to the booth.
Fantastic. So for people that aren't familiar with Visionary Solutions, tell me a little bit about you and your company.
Understood. You know, we are a smaller brand in the industry. We're based in Santa Barbara, California. We're a very heavily engineering-oriented company. Everything we do is designed, built by us, exclusively our own products. The real key to our technology is IP-based infrastructure. So 20-something years ago, we introduced some of the very first IPTV products, H.264 based, you know, the kind of experience you're used to in a healthcare or hospitality situation, you know, everybody's hotel guest room, you know, you're looking at on-screen guides, on-screen menuing, interactive guides, as well as, you know, digital signage and then all the broadcast channels. But a few years ago, we saw an opportunity with what we call a virtual matrix kind of product, right? Encoders and decoders, JPEG 2000, and a higher bandwidth, but much higher image quality, extremely low latency. And we developed a line of products along that premise, and it's been doing extremely well for us. The past few years, sales have absolutely skyrocketed in this category, brought us some very large enterprise clients, because a lot of what we do is got some advanced security and encryption capabilities that many of the lower price competitors in this space simply don't take into their product line. So with us, we find enterprise clients are very interested in our technology, and then they see the video quality, the audio ingest and capabilities through AES-67 and Dante, and suddenly we hit a home run. Basically every client, every end user, every integrator we get in front of really falls in love with this product line.
Yeah, well, AV over IP, that is all the talk now. It sounds like you've been doing it for a while. So, you know, what have you seen that is sort of framing your look, your magic ball vision into the future there?
Well, the interesting thing is the number of sort of Me Too boxes that are out there. And it's kind of disappointing in our industry to see so many manufacturers latching onto exactly the same products coming out of one factory in China, really kind of sets a very low bar. The future, I think, is going to keep that going, right? You know, one manufacturer, one assembly line in a factory in China somewhere, producing stuff for all kinds of manufacturers, kind of dilutes the whole offering of,
sure,
of Pro AV. There are a few standouts, and Visionary Solutions is one of them. We offer a unique feature set. We offer a lot of unique capabilities. And because we are a small manufacturer, we can actually offer it at a price point that is equivalent to those products coming out of Shenzhen, and yet with a much more aggressive and Pro AV featured feature set.
Very nice. Yeah, right now, if you don't have, if you're in audio and visual and you can't pipe it out over IP, you're already a leg down.
Absolutely.
For sure. But you make a good point. Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm curious to see, how is it that you're truly setting yourself apart? You know, if I'm looking to buy some AV over IP, why should I come to your company versus the one right down the road?
Absolutely. So great question. Really where we differentiate ourselves, and some of the things I will mention are available in other products, but the complete offering that I'll talk about is truly unique to Visionary Solutions. We are a 1 gigabit solution. We are JPEG 2000, but we're optimized. And what that means is that in engineering talk, there's sort of a decision tree on the encode stage. Basically, we look at a signal coming in and we say, hey, is this fast motion like broadcast TV? Or is this something that's coming out of a PC? Something that might have some more fine details, fine text or fine lines. You know, we can all picture an Excel spreadsheet. When we see that it is fine detail oriented or more of a static content, we do a line-based encoding process instead of a frame-based encoding process.
And this is all on the fly?
It's all on the fly. There's no hiccup. There's no added latency. There's nothing that changes during this process, except those fine details get replicated a whole lot better. And so what happens is, in a shootout environment, our content always looks better than the competitors. As I said, we are a 1 gigabit solution. Our chipset allows us to run on very low power. So we run at some of our boxes as low as 6 watts. The maximum that our encoders draw, about 11 or 12 watts. So we run on standard PoE. That brings the infrastructure cost much lower. We don't need PoE plus, PoE plus plus. We don't need a mid-span injector, none of that stuff. So infrastructure costs are significantly lower. But the heat profile of these boxes is dramatically lower. Our boxes run cool to the touch. It allows us, at the show, we're unveiling our brand new 2-gang wall plate encoder. There's a couple of manufacturers out there with a wall plate encoder. Some of them are much bigger than ours, draw more power, generate more heat. We run cool to the touch. So that means a long life for the product, extreme reliability. These products are designed for Pro AV. They're designed to be in a fully enclosed 2-gang or what's called a 4-square back box with a mudring on it. We pay a lot of attention to what our consultant and integrator partners feed us in terms of specifications, and we build boxes around what the industry wants.
Very nice.
They are great products. Really easy to integrate, integrate very nicely with third-party controls, but also with QSC and Symmetrix as our DSP partners. So from their software, an integrator can get our system up and running. Hundreds of encoders and decoders, the DSP software will discover all of our products. So configuration time of our hardware is practically nothing.
So it's virtually plug and play. Plug
exactly
it in the
right.
wall, jump on the network. I'm sure DHCP, if it's gonna grab an IP address,
yep.
you can go and grab it. Very nice. Do you have anything else that you guys are announcing here at Infocom?
The other exciting news is a software offering, a product that we call Sentinel, which is designed to monitor large enterprise environments with a bunch of IP endpoints, primarily focused around Dante endpoints, the very successful for us to check status of a variety of Dante or AES-67 driven products. We actually built it for one of our clients, a large client in Chile. They had hundreds of our endpoints and wanted to make sure they could remotely check the status across multiple campuses, whether these devices were online, offline, audio going through them, those kinds of things. So we gave them a very clean, neat front end. Really, the key driving point is very easy to deploy, very low price point. So rather than having to get a rather expensive monitoring system, whether that's Dante Domain Manager or something else, we offer them a very low-cost solution. So we're rolling that out. We're adding more features to it. We're talking to a lot of integration and consultant partners to determine really what the needs are out there. And that product is available now, and the features keep improving in terms of what we keep building inside the platform.
Very nice. So I'm sure you've got all this stuff on display here on the showroom floor.
We do.
What booth number are you? Where can I find you?
So we're in 3914, just behind QSC.
And for those unfortunate souls that can't come here and walk the showroom floor with us, where can they find out more about your product?
Easiest way is, of course, online. So it's www.vsicam.com, Visionary Solutions. My name is Louis Ogg. You can find me on LinkedIn. Always happy to find partners who aren't here at the show, come out, do a site visit, or join you online in a huddle space of one form or another, and talk about our products and what you're trying to do.
Fantastic. Well, Louis, I really appreciate you joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for the time.
And that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other live Infocom coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you're here in Orlando, come on by the Peerless AV booth number 3429 and check us out. We'd love to see you.